Korea's health ministry reported Sunday it had recorded 90,632 new COVID-19 infections in the previous 24-hour period, setting a world record for a one-day tally of new cases. India has more than 4.1 million COVID cases. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. That's the third highest total worldwide. Only Brazil and the United States have more cases. The United States has 6.2 million cases, the highest caseload in the world. The latest model by the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation says more than 410,000 Americans could die from COVID-19 by January 1st. The U.S. death toll is currently just over 188,500. If the model released on Friday is correct, that would mean an estimated 222,000 more deaths over the next 3.5 months. Use of face masks could affect that total, though. The researchers say if use of face masks becomes nearly universal, the predicted total could be reduced by half. Conversely, if restrictions are eased, the toll could be much higher by New Year's Day. Meanwhile, Australia's coronavirus hotspot state of Victoria has extended a hard lockdown on its capital, Melbourne, until September 28th. The infection rate there has declined more slowly than hoped. South Korea reported the smallest rise in infections in 3 weeks on Sunday, remaining under 200 for a fourth consecutive day. That says tighter restrictions cap a second wave of the virus. And Italy's former prime minister, Silvio Berlusconi, is in a stable condition 2 days after being hospitalized with the coronavirus, and that's according to his doctor. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A powerful typhoon that officials warned could bring record rains and gusts strong enough to flip cars slammed into southern Japan Sunday, prompting authorities to urge millions to seek shelter. Typhoon Haishen weakened somewhat as it neared Japan's mainland and shifted further west out to sea. But it remains a large and extremely strong storm. After lashing a string of exposed remote southern islands, it neared Japan's Kyushu region Sunday evening, with authorities issuing evacuation advisories for more than 7 million residents. The storm has forced the cancellation of nearly 550 flights and disrupted train services. That's according to Japan's NHK. Many factories also suspended operations, including 3 plants operated by car maker Toyota. French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian said Sunday it was urgent to reach an agreement on Brexit trade talks. He blamed the stalemate on Britain's attitude. The foreign minister told French radio that talks aren't going well and that with only 2 months left, it is urgent and the countdown has started. He continued, saying the French prefer a deal, but one that includes a broad package, including fisheries issues. The UK left the EU formally on January 31st, but it remains in a transition phase under which the European Union rules still apply until December 31st, after which either a new trade regime comes into force rules set by the World Trade Organization would take effect. Meanwhile, police said they were searching for a man in relation to a 2-hour stabbing spree in the city of Birmingham in central England early on Sunday. The incident left one man dead and 7 people injured, 2 of them critically. The knife attacks happened in 4 locations in the city center, starting from 11:30 GMT, police said, and that they are treating the stabbings as a linked series. Hundreds of demonstrators protesting against gentrification clashed with police in the eastern German city of Leipzig for a third night in a row, injuring 11 officers. That's according to police on Sunday. The protests started Thursday night, and they began after police ended the squatting of 2 buildings in the city last week. That's according to the German news agency. Protesters once again took to the streets of Belarus on Sunday. That's the latest in nearly a month of demonstrations following disrupted elections that left longtime President Alexander Lukashenko in power. Human rights groups have said at least 70 protesters were detained on Sunday. Lukashenko has been in power since 1994. He claimed victory in elections August 9th. Opposition parties, along with the United States and European Union, say the elections were heavily rigged. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.
It's